Time for This Week at Waldorf Part 2. And I'm proud to welcome an Associate Athletic Director, John Cabral, to talk about sports, and in particular, hockey. John, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you for having me.
Hey, thanks for coming by. It's nice to meet you.
Good to be here. Yeah, I've been listening quite a bit since I got to town about a year ago. Nice to see how you make the magic here.
Thank you. And you come from Massachusetts.
I do, yes, definitely. I worked with our AD, Chad Gassman, in the Cape Cod Baseball League for a number of years, and he came back to where he had been a coach prior, a couple of years before, and then there was an opening here at the end of last summer, and so I got here just about this time 1 year ago, and get a little experience under my belt and learned how things work a little bit, and getting excited about a big hockey season that's coming up because we think we're ready to take a big step.
Awesome. And yeah, it's hard to believe, but we're here. And so we want to talk about some big things happening this weekend.
Yes. So we have a pretty marquee matchup coming up on Friday night up in Albert Lea. We play our home hockey games at the Albert Lea City Arena. We're playing the University of Oklahoma, you know, the same Sooners that you see all over your TV on Saturday in football. They're coming our way to play us this Friday night in hockey, which we're very excited about. We went down, played them a year ago. Didn't come home with any wins, but gave them, you know, two really competitive games. They were in the top 25 in the country last year. That's where we're trying to move in that direction as a program. And we think that, you know, having them on our ice might make a difference. And we're hoping we can pack the house with some support from the Waldorf community. So, you know, the Waldorf hockey program has grown and people in the hockey community are taking notice. We just want to make sure we're connecting that to, you know, people here in Forest City and the surrounding areas, knowing that, you know, if they head up to Albert Lea, they can have a good time. We're going to have rally towels that we'll hand out to the first 100 people in attendance, and just hoping to make it a memorable night for the hockey program and for all of us in the Waldorf community.
John, what time do things get going tomorrow on Saturday?
They'll get going at 7 on Friday night, and then Saturday afternoon will be a matinee. It'll be 2 p.m. Tickets are $8 for adults and $5 for kids, and that game on Friday night will be one where it's the only event that we have going as a department that day, so we're really pushing, trying to get, you know, as many people from the community, be it faculty, staff, students, athletes from other sports. We're going to try to get everybody up there so that we can, you know, show Oklahoma that we might not have as many students as they do or as big a town as they do, but we can certainly, you know, make it a raucous environment just like they do and try to provide that same type of home field advantage that they have down there.
Talking with John Cabral. John is the Associate Director of Athletics. Maybe you can walk us through and tell me about what a typical day for you would look like.
Well, I try to just get in the morning and see what's going on. We have various events as a department every week. So we had a really successful volleyball event last night where we had a very big crowd. Zarin from the station came over and spoke with Coach Bree Ebenhoe after the game was over. But, you know, in a typical week, we'll have volleyball, men's and women's soccer. We had our women's soccer match on Tuesday night. Football has really gotten big in this town. They're putting together a nice season so far. And so you're just looking at that week of what events we have on campus, trying to plan for those as well. And then, you know, this year I've been working more on the compliance eligibility side of things, making sure that, you know, the players that we put in the games are all eligible to play in them. And that really makes the whole thing go. So just making sure we've got the right people in the right places and providing as much support as I can for the coaches and the players who are doing the real work and putting the points on the board.
Very good. And now hockey, you got basketball just around the corner, and it's never ending.
No, and we're very busy in the fall. You know, a lot of schools are a little more balanced over the course of the year, or they play a lot more in the spring. But, you know, not only do we have a lot of fall sports here, but we also have winter sports that start pretty early. So, you know, hockey fans think of that as being a winter sport, but here at Waldorf, it's pretty much a year-round enterprise. They start playing games in September. In fact, they've won two exhibition games already up in Albert Lea. They beat the Rochester Bruins a couple weeks ago, and they beat the Steele County Blades this past weekend, and it keeps going. They play into March if all goes according to plan, and, you know, they go a little while in the postseason. They'll be playing for 7 months out of the 12, and then, of course, training all the while in the meantime. So trying to make this a place where, you know, when you think of Waldorf, you think of hockey as well.
Very good. John, thank you. Once again, tomorrow, Saturday, Albert Lea Ice Arena. It's a place to be.
Absolutely. $8 for adults, $5 for kids. Get there early to get your rally towel. And if you can't make it, check it out, waldorfwarriors.com.
Awesome. John, thank you. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
John Cabral is Associate Director of Athletics, Compliance, and Strategic Communications. Our guest on This Week at Waldorf here on KIOW. I'm Mark Scar.